morning with a look at radio on the go to sports. I'm Dwayne Carstens. And big day today. State golf is going on for boys. And Appleton, Parkersburg, Grundy Center teams are involved in Waterloo. And AGWS Hour has an individual down at Newton. We'll get to that here in just a little bit when we run through the scorecard. Taking a look at what else is going on with sports. Of course, the state track meet over the weekend. Grundy Center senior Braden Davey earned an individual medal, an individual championship, that is, at the state track and field, winning the Class 2A 400-meter dash, one of the leaders in 2A in the race throughout the entire season. Davey separated himself from the pack along the backstretch and finished in a career-best time of 47.96 seconds. That's over a second faster than second place. It was his first individual championship of his career.
Yeah, it's an unreal feeling. I mean, we've been state champions in football, other sports besides this. We were state champion last year, but to be an individual, it's amazing. I mean, I give all the credit to my coaches and my teammates for pushing me every day at practice, though. In the glory to God above, it's not all me.
The championship came a year after placing eighth in the event last spring. Davey says he wasn't naturally a 400 runner, but his coaching staff saw high potential.
I didn't want to run 400s when I got to high school, but Conger turned me into a guy that can do it. And I give thanks to him, my teammates. Felt so comfortable around that turn, and the finish felt even better.
And it was one of four championships for the Grundy Center team, which placed second at state. More results can be found under the sports tab at radioonthego.com from state track and field last weekend. The Wright County girls soccer team will open postseason play tonight against Greene County in a Class 1A regional. The match airing on 104.9 KLMJ. Wright County looking for their first win of the season. Enters the matchup with five goals on the year compared to one for Greene County, who is 0-15. The Broncos have also generated 93 shots and 56 shots on goal, while Greene County has recorded 33 shots and 23 shots on goal. Freshman Tracy Mejia leads Wright County with three goals, one assist, and 12 shots on goal. And senior Lily Pigman has been a key piece defensively, recording 298 saves with an 80% save percentage. For Greene County, sophomore Faith James Diaz leads the team with one goal. And the winner of this matchup tonight will play Carol Kemper on Thursday in the next round of the girls' regional soccer tournament. Also, the Hampton-Dumont Cal girls' soccer team traveling to Charles City for their first round game in Class 1A. That'll air on 99 The Wave, coming off a 3-11 regular season in which they run the most games since 2018. The Bulldogs will face a team they split with during the regular season. Maddie Prowley enters on a hot streak, having scored three goals for the Bulldogs in the last two games, increasing her season total to four for HD Cal. Sophia Gutierrez leads the team with seven goals and has a team-high four assists. Charles City comes in 3-10-2. They've lost three straight, with the last win being over Hampton Dumont Cal. They've limited the teams to 16 goals throughout the season while giving up 53. The winner of tonight's Hampton Dumont Cal versus Charles City girls soccer match will advance to the regional quarterfinal at Rated Iowa Falls Alden. Pre-game coverage begins tonight again. Hampton Dumont Cal girls soccer over on our sister station 99 The Wave, which is 98.9 KQCR. Pre-game starts again at 6:45, followed by kickoff at 7 p.m. And the Hampton Dumont Cal softball team is getting ready for their next game. They are 1-0, getting back to action tonight. Several starters are back from last year's team that went 6-17, but head coach Kelsey Enslin-Vogel says many are learning new positions.
We have a lot of new kids in new spots. Our outfield is all juniors this year, so we had Marin move. We moved her from right to left field, and then Addie's in center, so that was a consistent spot. And we had Peyton Hinders, which was new in the outfield for us in right field. And then our infield's kind of all mixed around. Besides Aaliyah, she's behind the plate. We had Maddie starting, and she did some for us last year. And then our infield, we moved Megan Severs to third base. Bridget's at short. We played Keely at second. And then we have an eighth grader, Aubrey McWilliams, at first. And then we actually had Sylvie Morton, DH. So we have a lot of new faces. And like we said to the girls, I'm sure our lineup will change throughout the year.
Having exclusively eighth graders on the mound a year ago, Maddie Prowley and Kendall Eilderts are back for the Bulldogs for their freshman seasons and having combined for a serviceable 4.49 ERA in 2025.
They'll be the same two pitchers that are taking the load for us this year as freshmen. They both played for Heat in the offseason, so they've had a lot of pitching experience, and they, you know, worked really hard to improve and gain some speed, gain more control. So you can see how much they've matured in the last year, just, you know, going from an eighth grader where they kind of it's sometimes that deer in headlights look where they walk out onto the varsity field. Now there's like, I could tell Maddie had more command and had a lot more confidence. She actually hit in the leadoff spot for us too. I think she ended the night with 6 strikeouts. So yeah, I'm really excited just to watch them grow and just take more, you know, command and leadership of the team as we go through the season.
HD Cal softball returning to action tonight at North Butler. Coming off a 57-0 preseason victory over Twin Cities Tundra, the Iowa Woo opens the regular season of the Arena League at home at the Unidome coming up Saturday against the expansion Monroe, Louisiana Greenheads. Performing at halftime is world-renowned acrobat and entertainer Red Panda. Her halftime show is presented by Push Iron and Metals in Waterloo. And tickets for Saturday night's game at $27 and available for purchase in the Iowa Woo team store office in the mall at College Square, the Unidome ticket office, or you can go online to purchase the Iowa Woo indoor arena tickets at iowawoo.com. That's Iowa W-O-O.com. Tickets are digital. Game will air on 99 The Wave and on YouTube. Iowa Hawkeye football receiver Dayton Howard says having quarterbacks with experience in the program helped during spring drills. Junior Hank Brown and sophomore Jeremy Heklinski are competing to become the Hawkeyes' new signal caller.
It's definitely nice knowing that we have, obviously, first guys with experience that has been here for a full year. Obviously, like Hank and Heck and stuff like that. And even Jimmy, too. Fitz, they all look good. But it's definitely nice because we've had so much more time to connect and do, routes on air, and just a lot of off-season work has helped with the connections and everything.
Howard says all of the quarterbacks have been performing well.
It's so competitive, you can't really tell. It's not really definitive right now. I'm sure everybody has questions, but it's really like everyone's balling out right now. You can't really decide who's going to be where, but we're all just having fun right now. So.
At 6'5", Howard is Iowa's tallest wideout and says he's working to gain separation at the line of scrimmage.
I have gotten better at that, I feel like, just being more efficient with my feet because I feel like I have pretty good top-end speed, but just really being more quicker and using my quickness ability at the line of scrimmage. So that's what I've been working on most. So
there are a lot of new faces in the receiver room, but Howard feels there is also a lot of talent.
I feel like we've always had playmaking ability like last year. Like Sam Gill, Weej, Seth, and all them. I feel like we replaced them very well. Like we're all just kind of making explosive plays. So it feels like we haven't really skipped a beat. So it's pretty good.
Howard played in 11 games for the Hawkeyes as a sophomore and had 8 catches for an Iowa team that finished 9-4. Iowa State receiver Evan Boyd says he's been focused on run blocking since joining the Cyclone program. Boyd began his career at Central Michigan before playing at Michigan State a year ago.
My ability to block, obviously, I think I take pride in that. If I'm not blocking, I'm probably not going to get the ball. You know what I'm saying? So just taking pride in blocking, and then, what comes with that, catching the football, stuff like that.
With the new coaching staff and so many new players, the receiver group is an interesting mix right now.
It's been cool. You have guys from every different level, trying to prove themselves. So everybody can play. If you could play, you could play. So just the level of competition with that has been really good.
The Cyclones return to campus late this month to begin summer workouts. And let's take a look at the scorecard of RadioOnTheGo.com for today. Again, we mentioned the state golf tournament's going on around in class, all the classes for boys here for the spring golf. And in Class 1A, Lane Rose of AGWSR teeing it up to compete at state at Newton at Westwood Golf Course. And Applington, Parkersburg, and Grundy Center teams have made it to state. Good luck to the Falcons and Spartans as they tee it up at South Hills Golf Course in Waterloo. The state tournaments are at 10:30 and AP&D and Grundy Center, by the way, in Class 2A. And it's postseason time for girls soccer. We mentioned Hampton Dumont Cal at Charles City. Again, that'll be on 99 The Wave for girls soccer tonight in the postseason. Wright County hosting Greene County at Belmont. And again, they're both at 7 o'clock tonight. And the Wright County match on KLMJ. And again, Hampton Dumont Cal over on 99 The Wave. And baseball and softball going on around the area tonight. Applington Parkersburg baseball is at AGWSR this evening. And APDNH softball is at Sumner Fredericksburg. DNH baseball is at Sumner Fredericksburg this evening. Belmont Clemmy is hosting Algona Bishop Garrigan this evening, and that is in baseball, a part of a doubleheader going on at 5 and 7:30. Also, Algona at Clarion Goldfield Dows for a doubleheader in baseball. this evening. Clarksville is hosting Don Bosco in softball and baseball. Grundy Center at Jessup for softball and baseball. East Marshall at South Hardin for both softball and baseball in Eldora this evening. And Hampton-Dumont Cowles, we mentioned, at Iowa Falls. Alden getting back at it here tonight at Iowa Falls for the Bulldogs against the Cadets. 5-7 for the doubleheader in Iowa Falls. Again, we mentioned Hampton-Dumont Cal. Softball is at North Butler this evening against the Bearcats in Allison. Also going on this evening, North Butler baseball is at New Hampton tonight. So a lot of things happening around the area. Softball only for AGWSR hosting West Fork this evening. The baseball team again hosting Applington-Parkersburg. So actually a couple games going on at Ackley this evening against different teams. West Fork again at Ackley for softball this evening. Bishop Garrigan at Belmont Clemmie for softball as well. So a lot happening for this Tuesday. Got to remind myself it is Tuesday. Welcome back from the Memorial Weekend. Hope you had a good one. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting. More sports online at radioonthego.com.